This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Okay, how do I say it's a great day given what's going on right now in the Capitol building of the United States? Because great has many meanings. One of the meanings of great is consequential, big, memorable, epic. That is what today is. With so much happening, a reaction to the very, very close election in Georgia, where it appears that Democrats have won both seats and won control of the U.S. Senate. We will be talking about that with John Fund, who was down in Georgia yesterday on Election Day. What happened there? And what is happening right now? I must tell you, and what is happening, by the way, not that far away from Washington, D.C., but I think Washington, D.C. is about 200 miles from New York City, 300 miles from New York City. And in New York City, they have Wall Street and the Dow Jones Industrial Average with massive demonstrations in Washington that have broken into violence and an occupation of some kind of the Capitol building going on, disrupting the Senate and the House from doing their business, the crucial business of certifying the electors who had already been certified by the states and sent to the Capitol building. President Trump gave one of the most loathsome speeches I've ever heard this morning. We will cover that. It's look, I think it's a little bit too much to say he is solely responsible for what is happening right now with the demonstrators disrupting everything and with some violence and property destruction. The Senate, there's one photograph of a demonstrator in the Senate chamber at the dais raising a fist, and he apparently was shouting out, Trump won the election. And yes, a number of members of Congress are sheltering in place or hiding. They have masks that they are provided under their seats just in case there is something like this. Apparently there have been chemical agents sprayed. Don't know if it's tear gas. Don't know if it's pepper spray. We will keep you posted. Jonathan Martin, a reporter for the New York Times, just tweeted, Mitt Romney summoned me as lawmakers and press arrived at a secure location. I mean, everybody's hiding from these thugs who have burst into the Capitol building. And Mitt Romney, according to Jonathan Martin, said, this is what the president has caused today, this insurrection, he said with fury in his voice. I do want to play some of what the president had to say because it raises questions. I mean, really, really deep questions about what happens in the next 2 weeks. We know what's going to happen on January 20th. On January 20th, we're going to have a new president. We're also going to have a new attorney general. Apparently, President-elect Biden has nominated his attorney general. And we'll talk about the choice. It's a choice that most people have heard of, at the very least. We will get to that. But Vice President Pence standing up, doing the right thing, and then being slammed by the President of the United States. Vice President Pence under guard. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I just saw another photograph of an armed standoff inside in one of the chambers in the Capitol building. I believe that's the House chamber, if I recognize it properly. And where they have people who've broken windows in the Capitol building. And all of this, they were debating, because I was watching the debates, totally riveted. And again, it's been this way all morning. And Because basically, this is part of the problem with playing games, with summoning people to Washington and say, oh, it's going to be wild. Come to Washington. It's going to be wild, which the president has said. And it's part of the problems with what he said to the crowds this morning, which are outrageous. This is a coverage from less than an hour ago. This is clip 11 on CNN to give you some sense of it. This is Alexander Marquardt of CNN at 11:15 Pacific time. That would be 2:15 Eastern time, right outside the Capitol building. He reported this. Listen.
They're certainly energized. We're on the western side of the Capitol, right where the inauguration is going to take place in 2 weeks. And there's been a significant escalation in just the last few moments. The protesters had been relatively peaceful and held at bay by a police line. In the last few minutes, they have broken through that police line. I am watching, as we speak, throngs of protesters climbing the steps on the western side of the Capitol. They have reached up onto the terrace of the Capitol. I can see at least half a dozen protesters scaling, literally climbing the walls of the Capitol to get up to where their fellow protesters are. In response, the police have fired tear gas. We've had several rounds of tear gas that have had protesters choking and their eyes streaming. Well, it is hard to say what the police presence is out here. I cannot see any sort of law enforcement. Right now, everything I'm seeing is protesters getting onto the grounds of the Capitol with very little pushback from law enforcement.
Okay, it would be the Capitol Hill Police, which is a separate police force, but also the Washington, D.C. police force is supposed to be on the job. The mayor of Washington, Muriel Bowser, had rightly summoned some National Guardsmen. D.C., like every other state, and even though it's not a state, it still has its own Washington, D.C. National Guard. And I looked it up. There are 2,800 members of the D.C. National Guard. Now, she had summoned, I believe, 300 of them. So about 15% of the Guardsmen. Clearly, she needed more. The news headlines, members of Congress told to shelter in place or in their office. Apparently, they've also attacked one of the congressional office buildings. I don't know which one. The president has tweeted about this. He tweeted about 25 minutes ago. The president sent out this: please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They are truly on the side of our country. Stay peaceful. Nothing about respect the members of Congress on both sides. All of this is heartbreaking. It's just heartbreaking. There was a moment in the House side, I was switching the debate. I was watching the debate both on the House side and on the Senate side. And there was an extraordinary moment that I don't know if many people paid attention to or fully understood. But there's one member of Congress named Jamie Raskin, who is a Democrat. He is one of the Democrats from the Judiciary Committee, and he's a very smart lawyer, good lawyer. So is his wife, by the way. And as he stood up, there was the only moment of unity I can think of from the entire day today. The only moment anything approaching unity, and I'll tell you why. He stood up and sort of kind of breaking down a little bit. He said, first of all, I want to thank all of my colleagues on both sides and people on every side for your kindness. Now, what was that kindness about? It was about something that really does need to put this into context. I will get to that and what happened to Jamie Raskin and more coming up.
had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress, toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey, to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Medved Show. Let me finish the one story that I think does help to put matters in context. Jamie Raskin, the member of Congress from the state of Maryland, he's a congressman, he's a liberal, he's a Democrat, and he's wrong on just about every political issue. But he wins election, he competes, he's a smart lawyer. And when he got up and began speaking today, he began by thanking members for their consideration and for their sympathy. It's because his son, Tommy, who was 25 years old, who was a second-year student at Harvard Law School, killed himself. And he killed himself on New Year's Eve. And he wrote this most heartbreaking note to his parents before he took his life. He'd been battling with depression for some time. And I say this, it's not betraying a confidence, because the Raskins and Sarah Bloom Raskin, who is Jamie Raskin's wife, the mother of the boy who killed himself, she was a former deputy secretary of the Treasury. And she's also had a big career. And apparently this is one of those boys who was brilliant and did everything right. And he went to Amherst College, and he had pets. He was very much involved in the animal rights movement, things like that. And apparently a nice boy, certainly a nice looking boy. And he said, he apologized to his parents before he took his life. And then he said, tonight my disease won. His disease was depression. And when you look at something like that, and that kind of unimaginable, tragic loss, and then you realize that there are people, Republicans, who hate Jamie Raskin's guts politically, but Republicans who rush to try to support the family, and other people, Democrats, who think he is too moderate, he's not liberal enough, he's not left enough, who rushed to help him and to try to comfort him. I know that apparently the president-elect, who's had his own experience of grievous loss, spent some time with the Raskins. In any event, the fact that he was there making a speech today, less than a week after his son's loss, which is about the most unimaginable thing you can think of, I think it indicates some of the importance of what they were doing in the House chamber when they were interrupted by the demonstrators. President Trump just did another tweet literally minutes ago. It's a new tweet from the president. He says, I am asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. No violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order. Respect the law and our great men and women in blue. Thank you. Well, that's good, but it should also be, it's not just remain people, everyone at the U.S. Capitol. People who are not authorized to be in the Capitol, people who are not there because they are members of the House and the Senate when they are doing this job, or aides to members of the House and the Senate when they are doing these jobs, leave. This is not helpful. And Ted Cruz sent out a tweet. Now, Ted Cruz, of course, one of the leaders on the Republican side, trying to institute an emergency 10-day commission that would investigate the election. Of course, which will not happen. It isn't even in the vaguest sense plausible or possible. Ted Cruz tweeted, those storming the Capitol need to stop now. The Constitution protects peaceful protest, but violence from left or right is always wrong. And those engaged in violence are hurting the cause they say they support. And you may say, what violence? Well, they're breaking windows and apparently drawing weapons and actually fighting with the Capitol police officers. And in any event, they are bringing chaos to what is supposed to be a government under law. This is a remarkable moment. I mentioned before that Mike Pence delivered one sentence in a letter to Congress that I think helped to explain one of the reasons that President Trump was pretty tough on Mike Pence today in his speech before the demonstrators, some of whom, it's some of the same people. And how do we know it's some of the same people? Because everybody on the ground says it is. Because the people say they were. I heard on Fox, they interviewed one of the leaders of Bikers for Trump. And they were trying to get him to condemn some of the demonstrators who had broken into the house. And he was he said, no, it's supposed to be the people's house. They have a right to be in there. They have a right to be in there. And to, okay, honest to goodness, what does rule of law mean? Mike Pence sent in his letter to Congress this morning. He said, "It is my considered judgment that my oath to support and defend the Constitution constrains me from claiming unilateral authority to determine which electoral votes should be counted and which should not." And Vice President Pence, I watched the entire initial session where they went ahead and they first took the votes of Alabama, which were all for President Trump, of course, and that went completely in order. And then they, Vice President Pence, presiding over a joint session, because the House was still in there, they went to Alaska, and the three votes from Alaska went to President Trump. And then they went to Arizona, and the 11 votes from Arizona went to President-elect Biden. And at that point, Paul Gosar of Arizona, seconded by Senator Ted Cruz, objected. And then according to the rules, and this is all according to the rules, they break into separate sessions in the House and the Senate. And for people who don't know the Capitol building, the way it works is there are two sides of the Capitol. And one side is the House of Representatives, larger chamber, and the other side is the Senate chamber. And what happened was they left the larger chamber where they both had been gathered, with Nancy Pelosi sitting right behind Mike Pence. And Nancy Pelosi led her folks over to the House side. Now, there were remarkable speeches on both sides, and some that are very, very much worth hearing. I want to play part of what Mitch McConnell said. Mitch McConnell gave the finest speech I've ever heard him give. And I think a very, very important one. We will play you some highlights of that a little bit later. And there were people on the House side who were also speaking very well, including Jamie Raskin, who I mentioned. And basically coming to this real question, which is, what are they doing? It is not the job of the Congress of the United States. There is nothing in the Constitution, there is nothing in statute law that says that the Congress of the United States is supposed to review and approve electoral votes. There is no provision where you undo the decision of a state legislature and a state governor and the voters of a state about who their votes will go for. So what happened in Georgia? We'll get to that with John Fund on the ground in Georgia coming up on the MedVed Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. Capitol is on lockdown as thousands of supporters of President Trump are protesting on the steps of Congress. The Cannon House Office Building and Madison Library of Congress Building are being evacuated because of a bomb threat, some protesters becoming unruly and pushing past police. Police are trying to regain order, and members of Congress were working to certify the results of the presidential election. That certification was put on hold. President Trump speaking earlier to supporters outside the White House. After the speech, the supporters took their protests to Congress. You're listening to USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The latest reports from the battle zone, that is the U.S. Capitol, a shooting victim has been transported from the Capitol building. Capitol building, of course, on full lockdown. Members of Congress sheltering in place, members of the Senate sheltering in place. The particular concern, of course, with the constitutional officers. The Vice President of the United States, the Honorable Mike Pence, who was basically attacked this morning by the President of the United States. I don't mean physically attacked, I mean rhetorically attacked. And also the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and the even older Senator Pro Tem, President Pro Tem of the Senate, Charles Grassley, who at one point there was some talk that he would be presiding over the joint session in the place of the Vice President. But the Vice President did it. He did it honorably. He did it well. And we also had an election in Georgia. Yesterday. And John Fund, you were down in Georgia. John, of course, a veteran reporter, an expert on voting fraud, and a senior editor at National Review. John, you were down in Georgia yesterday?
Yes, and that was my second visit in 2 weeks, and it was quite a scene. You know, for 1 month before the election, there wasn't a single drug or female feminine product commercial on television, which was the good news. The bad news was it was all attack ads for the elections.
Right. And by the way, you're not trying to say that you're opposed to free speech for drug usage or female female products in any way. I don't want people to get the wrong idea. Before we get to the Georgia election, have you been... I assume you're not in Washington, but have you been watching what is happening at the Capitol building right now?
It's an American tragedy. I think that this is a wake-up call to everyone in the country that the polarization we are seeing in our politics, whether it's caused by the right, the left, the White House, or the Congress, we have to lower the temperature. We are in danger of becoming an international disgrace. and we've got to lower the temperature and conduct ourselves in the manner of bespeaking the worthy goals of this country.
Did you hear the president's speech this morning?
Not specifically. I think the Republican Party has to recognize that it has now reached a what a Faustian bargain is. It's when you basically make a compromise between, you know, difficult ethical choices. Well, we have now reached a Trumpian bargain. And frankly, I think that the Republican Party has to disassociate itself from President's actions. He encouraged those protesters to go to the Capitol. He didn't encourage them to enter the Capitol. But clearly, he stepped over the line, just as he stepped over the line in the Georgia phone call. And did you hear what his son said to those protesters today?
Yes.
I mean, it was astonishing. The entire family is engaged in something that public servants aren't supposed to do. They're engaged in selfish, purely selfish political acts. And it's unworthy of them.
Well, it's unworthy of the country. What concerns me, hearing the president speak this morning, and we'll play it for people, and he spoke at great length, as he does. There was an indication that he was not going to accept not only not concede, but not accept the peaceful transfer of power, that he was going to keep fighting. His son, Don Jr., said, "We're coming to your backyard, we're coming for you, and we're going to have a good time doing it." And it's a form of mob rule.
Look.
Well, what did he think was going to happen? They're having these four gigantic demonstrations that were scheduled today, and what troubles me is the tweets that he sent out. He said, "Be peaceful," but he hasn't said, "Leave the Capitol building. Get the hell out of there so the Congress can do its job."
I've known Donald Trump personally for 32 years, and I've always known that there was an element of his personality which was completely wrapped up in his own vainglory. And unfortunately, when you're a businessman or when you're someone who engages in, you know, purely political activity, you can tolerate that. But he's the president of the United States, and this has to stop immediately. And he has 14 days to go. If he wants to leave with any semblance of dignity, he has to call off his people. It's that simple. And I mean, this is the most astonishing thing I've seen, I think, in my entire time in Washington or covering Washington politics. I never thought I would see it. And, you know, the president likes to rail against protesters in Portland, as he should. My sister lives in Portland, Oregon. They're still trashing the city. But he is now involved in a process that is akin to that. And it's the Banana Republic time.
You're exactly right, John Fund of National Review. The Lindsey Graham, obviously, either listening to the show or reading my mind, probably the latter. Lindsey Graham just tweeted, "I support peaceful protest, but not violence and destruction. People need to leave the Capitol now." And that needs to be echoed by the President of the United States, the members of his family. Okay, in terms of the Georgia election, first of all, do you believe the election, obviously, Pastor Raphael Warnock, Reverend Warnock, has been elected. He will be the first black senator from the state of Georgia. Has the Perdue-Ossoff race been decided?
It certainly leans towards Ossoff. The expectation is that he will come out ahead. It's close enough there'll be a recount, but the presumption is the margin will probably be large enough that the recount wouldn't change anything. So I would say the most likely outcome is Democrats win both seats. They'll have 50-50 and tenuous control of the Senate.
Do you believe that the president's phone call with the Secretary of State of Georgia and his campaign visit and his attacks on other Georgia Republicans contributed to this disaster?
Independent voters in the suburbs of Atlanta, and I know several of them, don't like chaos. They like an orderly political process. the president, through his phone call, through some of the things he said at the rally on Monday night, through the constant attempts to completely repudiate the Georgia election. And believe me, I had problems with the Georgia election, but they weren't nothing to do with what some of the president's crazy lawyers like Lynn Hall and Jenna Ellis and others had. That undermined confidence in the election, confidence in Donald Trump, and confidence in the Republican Party. Many of them just stayed home, or they voted for one or more of the Democrats. The president was creating chaos and uncertainty when he shouldn't have. He was dividing the Republican Party. A party at civil war is going to be a party that doesn't bring out all its voters.
That's John Fund, formerly of the Wall Street Journal, now of National Review. And what do you think, in 30 seconds, what happens now?
I believe the protesters are going to leave. I think that what I'm told from someone who's at the Capitol is the fact that someone has been shot is a very sobering statement, and it should be. And I think we have to regroup. I think we have to have a national conversation about how we handle this polarized environment we're in. And everybody is responsible to some extent. Some people are more responsible than others. And we have to take stock of that. And we have the center must hold, as the famous saying goes.
Not only must hold, must rise. John Fund. We will be right back. News about the National Guard. Yeah, just breaking. Coming right up on the Medved Show. Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Right now is a great time to become a MedHead at MichaelMedved.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedVet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The National Guard has been deployed to clear and secure the Capitol building after pro-Trump protesters stormed the building. Question that I asked John Fund moments ago about what happens next. Part of what happens next is that they will at some point clear and secure the Capitol building. I don't know if they're going to be able to do it today, so that they may not even be able to finish on the first of the six states where right now there are people led by Ted Cruz, led by Josh Hawley on the U.S. Senate side, led by Mo Brooks on the House side, but including people, good people like Steve Scalise. Steve Scalise, of course, is the whip. He's been a guest on this show. I like him a lot. He's a congressman from Louisiana. He led the conversation on the House side, calling for a challenge to the Arizona votes, the 11 electoral votes for President-elect Biden. But Steve Scalise just told the reporters he wanted to thank the Capitol Police for saving his life because he was mobbed by protesters. It's saving his life again. You may remember Steve Scalise was nearly killed at a practice for the congressional baseball game they have every year. Do you remember that? And a crazy lefty, it was a guy who had been active in the Bernie Sanders campaign, came and started shooting at House Republicans and grievously wounded Steve Scalise. He survived because a member of the Capitol Police Force had interposed himself, actually got wounded, and the Capitol Police protected him then. Apparently they did it again today. But this time, it's from demonstrators who at least theoretically are on the same side as Steve Scalise, questioning the validity of the election. Now, there are all kinds of questions about who these people are. They're dressed like Antifa people. And one of the things that the Proud Boys, remember the Proud Boys were doing what they proudly called an armed encampment on the National Mall, and the Proud Boys had said in advance, at least this was covered in the press, that they were going to dress like Antifa to try to confuse people as they were coming here to support President Trump. Now, is that protester who broke into the Senate chamber and then stood at the desk and raised his fist, and this is where there were windows broken and battling police, and he said, Trump won the election, Trump won the election. Is that somebody who's impersonating a Trump protester to make him look good? Who knows? Who knows? But what I do know is that President Trump sent out these two tweets this morning. He said, I will be speaking at the Save America rally tomorrow. So this was actually in the middle of the night, last night. I will be speaking at the Save America rally tomorrow on the Ellipse. That's right outside the White House. At 11 a.m. Eastern. Arrive early. Doors open at 7 a.m. Eastern. Big crowds! Exclamation point. And then a little bit later, he tweeted, and this is this morning, the states want to redo their votes. They found out they voted on a fraud. Legislatures never approved. Let them do it. Be strong. Okay. None of this is true. The states don't want to redo their votes. And they were chanting today for President Trump, send them back, send them back. I don't think there's a majority in any house of any state legislature in any of these disputed states. And most of those states have legislatures that are controlled entirely by Republicans. They don't want the election back. These elections have been certified. They have been agreed to. They were not even that close. And what do you say about two facts that struck me very powerfully today? In one of the speeches on the Senate side of things, the senator from Arizona, who was asking that her state's votes actually be counted, Kyrsten Sinema, Democrat. But as she was pointing out that she was proud of the people of Arizona, they had the highest turnout ever. And I was just looking at the history of presidential election turnouts. Do you know where you have to go back to find an election that had a bigger turnout? It's way before women had the right to vote. And when you say a bigger turnout, the highest percentage of eligible voter population, it just soared despite the pandemic. Despite all the difficulties, in state after state after state, they broke turnout records. More and more people came and voted. And yeah, there was a guy who won the presidential election by over 7 million votes. It's a big margin. And you want to say that with these huge turnouts and with a very clear margin, that it has to be sent back to the state, that this election doesn't count for anything? I mentioned Mitch McConnell speaking on the Senate floor. He was excellent. And one of the things he said, and it's very, very important, it's clip number 3. This is the Senate majority leader, soon to be minority leader, because it appears the Democrats have taken control of the Senate because of their victories in Georgia. Listen to Mitch McConnell.
And the states, the voters, the courts, and the states have all spoken. They've all spoken. If we overrule them, it would damage our republic forever. This election actually was not unusually close. Just in recent history, 1976, 2000 and 2004 were all closer than this one. The Electoral College margin is almost identical to what it was in 2016.
It is identical.
This election were overturned by mere allegations from the losing side, our democracy would enter a death spiral. We'd never see the whole nation accept an election again. Every 4 years, it'd be a scramble for power at any cost.
Ayan Hirsi Ali, obviously a refugee from Somalia originally, and then she was a member of parliament in the Netherlands, now a leading American academic and strong conservative, strong crusader against militant Islam. Ayaan Hirsi Ali just tweeted, just tuning into what's happening in Washington, D.C. What makes America unique and amazing is the peaceful transition of power, regardless of the intensity of our disagreements. Storming government buildings and the threat of violence to overturn an election is reprehensible. The most powerful avenue for winning elections is through the ballot box. Amen to that. Mitch McConnell then added this. This is clip one. Listen.
The courts rejected these claims, including all-star judges whom the president himself has nominated. Every election, we know, features some illegality and irregularity, and of course, that's unacceptable. I support strong state-led voting reforms. Last year's bizarre pandemic procedures must not become the new norm. But my colleagues, nothing before us proves illegality anywhere near the massive scale that would have tipped the entire election. Nor can public doubt alone justify a radical break when the doubt itself was incited without any evidence. The Constitution gives us here in Congress a limited role. We cannot simply declare ourselves a national board of elections on steroids.
That's Senator Mitch McConnell. For a few days longer, at least, the majority leader of the U.S. Senate. More coming up. What is the greatest danger to the world in 2021? To that and more in this greatest nation on God's.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.